Good morning, everybody. I know it's been a while. Been busy. I've really just been doing my puppet shows, working. My channel on YouTube has been going up. So, I don't know if a lot of people can find it. I need to add it on here, link it in there. It's the Brown Bag Special. You're gonna know what it is when you see like two guys looking inside a brown bag. So, I don't know. I thought it was pretty funny to do it like that. But, usually a brown bag special, like it's like some cheap or a beer in a bag. It's like, you know, a deal sometimes. But, yeah, it's going to be a crazy week. The Rangers won, and the place I'm at is going to make a lot of money, so yeah, more money for our manager. He could buy another Tesla or something. Maybe he could get the Tesla S or the wherever the nicer ones are now. But other than that, man, not too much going on. Of course, you know, Thanksgiving time, Thanksgiving drama, as you want to call it, or some people call it. Yeah, my brother was upset on his podcast talking about it. JP's what? He has his on Spotify. And it's something for sure. I forgot. A friend of mine just came from Ireland, and he was going to do a podcast last night, the Big Beefin' Show, but I wasn't able to make it. Maybe they made an episode out of it or something. But I'm sure Aaron's doing his stuff. He's doing good. He's going to school, getting paid. Did that government money, which he well deserved. I think it's the Southeast and Third podcast. You can see because it has the original house. Of course, I think the original house they lived at is condemned, like it's known to cause diseases around town or something. I don't know. I'm making that up as I go, but it's not a house to have. I remember Shane was talking about it, like when Aaron was interested in the house, he was like, "Why?" he called it a hellhole. I guess Aaron has fond memories of it, but Shane was like, "No, man, burn it down." I mean, I'm not sure if it's burnt down or not yet, but and I don't know. I guess to Shane, that's not a good financial investment to have the old school home. But what else happened? But yeah, other than my store making a lot of money, there was a parade on Friday, and it was jam-packed. Supposedly, someone told us a million people. I did not believe it, but it was a couple of thousand. It had maybe close to 100,000, maybe, tops, because there were people from everywhere coming to go see them. Be like, the, you know, it's the first time they won a championship since I don't know when. Last time they were even close was 2010 or 11. Well, they've always been kind of close, but not, you know, no donut. But they did pretty good. They well-deserved win. I'm not a baseball guy, but they won it. They win to win. Back to my brother John. Good old JP. Supposedly, well, it did happen. My mom told him not to go to Thanksgiving this year. And she's tired of it. I mean, there's two stories, you know, different side stories to it. And, you know, I get, like, my brother, he has a family. He has obligations. I hear that a lot. A lot of obligations to the other family. And which, last time I heard on his podcast, he doesn't really like a lot of them. So, I don't know why. But I do agree a little bit on my mom's side. Like, she only gets like an hour of his time if she ever visits. It's not fair to her. It's bad for the kids because my brother's driving him all over the place. I was just like, all right, I'm staying out of this. I'm not. It's not my problem. So, that's it. I'm just like, well, whatever. But mom can handle it. But what she did, she pretty much edified him. Oh, boy. But what are you going to do? Times are changing. My mom changed. John changed. I think... Oh, they're making a stage out here. I think she even brought up, like, my nephew. He's going up, you know, 18 and 19 now. And whenever he marries, he knows... Mom pretty much said she called her. She's like, he's going to be busy too. I was like, well, I mean, they got to put their family first. I was like, yeah, that's like the one that raised them, you know, got to put it on the back burner for a while. It's stone cold, as they said. But I see, like, both sides, like, why John's the way he is and why mom the way she is. It's just like, it's like two different paths. You gotta be on one side. I was like, but there's always rumors, there's like stuff going on. We're like, yeah, hey, why John do this and why he does that? And it's like, well, like you said, obligations. But not getting into that. That's their family stuff. They're figuring it out. Maybe John was still surprise mom for the hour, legal hour he has to give her every 2 months. But yeah, I don't know if you have family members like that. I know, like, Hispanic families, they're deep rooted. They're like real, like. Whenever you like move off somewhere, whatever, you still that's what I ask a lot of them. Especially female ones. I asked them too. If their kids are able to, they're supposed to help financially or any other way, like helping or something else. So I don't know if that's like fair for some that don't make a lot of money, that they're already, you know, deep invested in their own family, like John. So, oh shit. Watch that guy right there. But, yeah, this is, I don't know. It's kind of weird, like certain, you know, notice certain things get done to different types of people. Like, oh yeah, we do this for our mom and them. We do this. Like, Shane and them, they invested in a car for their mom. Like, they split it. Like, he paid half and the other brother paid half. I was like, man, that's nice of them. All they had to do was, like, I think, work on it a little bit, and bam, she had the vehicle. I was like, all right. I mean, that's still pretty nice. They helped her out. I don't know. We make that type of money. I'm paying off bills. That's going to be taking, like, a few, I think one bill. It's going to take, like, 6 months to pay off. Then I got to do savings and stuff. And then you got John, you know, the kids, the house, the car, spending all his money on gas because he drives so far away, and you know, you got mouths to feed. So yeah, and what else? He mentioned something about a party. Like they had to like hog up, pay up like $15 for like hot dogs and drinks. I was like, $15? I was like, when it became, I think it's starting to get like, their family's so big, they gotta have money. They gotta have like someone, you know, pitch in a little bit. I'm just like, oh my God, man. I was like, not like it used to be. Like, I remember, they would like spend lots and lots of money on parties. So I was like, it's not necessary. Let's have a party at home. But they when they go out, they make it go out. And there's people that don't want to pitch in, I bet. Or don't feel like they need to pitch in. And I think John was talking about how, like if family member's doing good, they move to a better place or buy a richer neighbor or something like that. I was like, well, I mean, that's the obligation. If they make that money, they can move wherever they want. They can buy wherever they want, as long as, you know, depending on the means. I remember this Toys R Us manager or district manager or AP or whatever the heck he was. He was getting like $100,000 or more with benefits and stuff. And he was not living amidst his means with his wife. They were spending way too much money to the... almost pretty much they had to like pay bills, all that stuff. It was bad, bad. I was just like, oh my God, man, that bad? And then it was that bad. They were living amongst their means, above their means, or whatever you want to call it. I was just like, oh my God. I was like, who has that time to, I guess whatever, you make a certain amount, you think you can do certain things, and then it goes out of control, and you're like, well, I effed myself over. And I think it got to the point he had to steal. He was stealing. I think he committed a murder later on. You know, commit murder, you know where you're going. But yeah, I was like, oh my God. But it's how it is, folks. It's crazy. I gotta go. Y'all have a good day and a good morning.